There's been a lot of talk about freedoms in the news this week. We started at the start of the week talking about some Liberals and others pushing for greater protections for people of faith. And at the end of the week, the government's perhaps a little more reticent on the question of freedom of the press. Michelle Grattan joined us in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
Michelle, this is a point you make in your piece in the conversation today. The government is making all the right noises on press freedoms, though they've stopped short of criticising the raids.
That's right, and they've been stressing the point that Angus Taylor was just making about the AFP being independent. Of course, the point is that the AFP was following through a referral from officials, not ministers, but officials, over a couple of leaks. So that was the start of it. I do think what we've seen is really far too many things referred to the AFP for investigation. Far too many leaks. Many of these really don't need a particular investigation. It's just part of the system. Yes, if they are high security matters, but I don't know that these fell into that category. Of course, officials would dispute that. Mm.
The Federal Police Acting Commissioner yesterday went to great lengths to say there was no ministerial involvement in ordering these raids. No minister requested them. No minister was told of them in advance. I noticed the ministers from the Prime Minister down and Angus Taylor there again saying, well, if there's a problem with the laws, well, people need to propose those and we'll take a look at the laws. We'll talk about the laws. These are the government's laws, Michelle, and the laws have been getting tougher under this government and the last government.
What happened in this case was that this action was actually not under the latest laws, which were passed last year.
The foreign interference laws.
Yeah, the which had secrecy provisions which go more widely. The articles and the ABC report were, in fact, before those laws were passed. So the action was under the old provisions of the Crimes Act, not the new provisions. Now, the new provisions, as I said, I think are wider, but they do contain more protection for journalists. Whether that is adequate protection is now, I think, a matter of debate. But the whistleblowers are not particularly well protected under the present system. There are some provisions, but they don't seem to be adequate.
Okay, and we're going to speak press freedoms with our Friday panel after eight, and we spoke earlier with former New South Wales Supreme Court Justice Anthony Whealy about this too. He had some very strong views. Michelle, just briefly, Labor signalling this week that when it comes to the government's tax cuts, it's always been in the cart for the first part. Now it's hinting it might support the second tranche, which is for middle income earners earning up to $120,000, but no sign yet it's going to go with the third tranche, which doesn't come into effect until 2024 anyway. This is heading for a showdown in the Parliament in a few weeks' time.
One of the things being speculated upon is that Labor might be willing to support the second stage if the government was willing to bring those tax cuts forward and so boost the economy more. This, of course, comes out of the slowdown in the economy, which we've been seeing in debate about that. I don't think that the government will be doing that anytime soon. It would be very expensive and blow its return to surplus. Mm. I think this is still a work in progress by Labor, but given that the government has just been re-elected and that the tax cuts were central to its election platform, I think that there really is a strong argument for Labor to say, well, we will support the whole package. I'm not saying it will do that, but
not a hope in hell, I think.
An argument.
Remember, we asked the Treasurer several times during the campaign what the cost or the value of the third tranche would be for high income earners, and the Treasurer wouldn't tell us. I think this will be Labor's argument. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra.